que arde tu piel. Soy el agua que mata tu sed, el castillo, la torre. Yo soy la espada que guarda el caudal. Tú el aire que respira.
Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me, and welcome to this podcast. Today we'll be discussing the Brazilian artist Rodrigo Amarante, native to Rio de Janeiro, and famously a part of the Brazilian rock band Los Hermanos. The song being played for the first part of this podcast represents Amarante's more recent career as a soloist. The song you're listening to is Tuyo, and it was the intro for the Netflix drama Narcos, concerning the life of Colombian cocaine kingpin Pablo Escobar. Let's rewind back to the foundation of Rodrigo's career. As an artist, he is a multi-instrumentalist, playing classical and experimental music on the guitar, piano, and bass. Amarante is also known to perform and write music across multiple genres like samba, bossa nova, folk rock, as well as folk psychedelic, MPB, and a lot of acoustic music. He is notably experimental with all of these works. This to me reflects not only his passion, but his sense of originality, while still respecting the history of bossa nova and samba in Brazil, paying homage especially to the deeply rooted African culture within Brazilian music. During his career with Los Hermanos in the beginning, the alternative and punk band began to highlight Amarante's vocals more and more with each album, leading to group members focusing on their individual careers starting in 2007. So from 1997 to 2007, Los Hermanos existed, and then afterwards, all members decided to go on hiatus for their individual careers. In 2013, after Amarante launched his solo career, he truly began cultivating his genre-bending legacy. By becoming a member of the samba supergroup Orquestra Imperial, he catalyzed his collaboration career. Following that, he worked with an American rock band from New York City, The Strokes. This created a side project that they labeled as Little Joy, where The Strokes and Rodrigo Amarante worked together to make music and music videos. Yet, he kept connected to classical Brazilian guitar during all of his collaborative work, for example, by working with Moreno Veloso in playing classical guitar pieces. His eclectic blend of rock, electronic music, and Brazilian tradition helped him gain recognition not only within Brazil, but outside of Brazil, outside of South America, even in North America and globally. Thus, after his international tour in 2015, he resurfaced with his song Tuyo in Narcos. And this was written from the perspective of pre-cartel Pablo Escobar. The success of the Netflix drama re-inspired him as an artist, and since being interviewed by NPR, has created a Tiny Desk concert, which is viewable via YouTube video. His latest work in 2021 was a revival album called Troma, an unusual and diverse album that came with cinematic music videos. The song being used to finish off this podcast is actually from that album, called Mare, which was written as well in 2021. I find that one of the best ways to get to know an artist is through listening to the evolution of their music. It's as if you're listening to them come of age. Rodrigo Amarante stood out to me because although he displays obvious knowledge and skill regarding Brazilian classical music, he did not let that restrict him. In fact, he used it as a tool to become an intersectional artist. His knowledge of how to play instruments in a classical way allowed him to play them in a modern and individualistic way. I can only hope that after this podcast, you got to know Rodrigo Amarante a little better and are inspired to listen to him throughout the ages. Ciao.
Amare que leve, amare que traz. Salve.